It's time for tonight's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach, obviously disappointing, and anytime the season comes to a close. This game, you guys came out extremely comfortable, shot extremely well in that first half. What changed in the latter stages of the game?
Well, I think our foul trouble, it impacted John's ability to be on the court, and he wasn't on the court because of the foul trouble. And Keyshawn could not play in the second half, because of what he's gone through all year long. So losing those two bodies at that point made it difficult. But first of all, let's give credit to Lipscomb. They're a terrific team, incredibly well coached. The veteran maturity that they have really was very evident today. They were down on numerous occasions. 12-minute mark, they're down 9, and they never relented. So give Lipscomb a lot of credit.
When you come down the stretch too, Coach, and you combine with the foul issues and not having guys on the court that optimally you want to be there, their rotation, their bench, coupled with the pace.
Well, the pace was good, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They played 9 guys double-digit minutes, and, we played 6. And I think with the pace being the way it was and the offensive firepower that both teams have, a lot of time is spent exhausted on defense. And, they just ran their stuff very efficiently, as did we. We both did. The numbers are outstanding. And there was some very good defense out there.
That was a great team, Coach. I got to start looking to next year. You look at our stat line, and we return 100% of the points that we scored today. The players who scored those points will be returning.
Well, thanks, Perk. I appreciate that, but I can't even think about next year. I'm still heartbroken for these guys that they had, I think, a magnificent season. They win 24 games and fought through a lot of adversity and never relented. And I thought our guys fought tonight. I was very pleased with their fight.
Talk about Kellen Grady, Coach. One of his best performances of the year. He scored his number, 31 points. He was efficient, especially from the outside, and he added 7 rebounds into the mix as well.
Yeah, we're delighted with the way Kellen played all year long, first-team all-conference pick, and, of course, he had a terrific game tonight. Each time they made a big shot, he answered it with a big shot of his own, and we're obviously thrilled that he's got 2 more years with us, and he was terrific tonight.
And Coach Luke Frampton, another guy that continued to seem to unlock potential as the year went on and he got more comfortable. When you look at the dazzling passes, the way he can move around the court and make a difference.
Well, I see Luke every day, and I'm just so thrilled and so impressed with his leadership as well as the way he has improved. And, he started off, his stamina was an issue, his weight was an issue, and he has fought through those two things all year long and has been, I think, just getting better and better and better, and really gives us great promise for the future.
How about Luke in the middle? How much of a difference maker? We could see his progression as well as far as running the offense through him, back out, the way things work around
him.
Well,
we're delighted he stayed out of foul trouble tonight, because that's been a bugaboo for him, and that's been an assimilation to the American game in the way it's called over here, and it's a process. And, you got to understand that this is a freshman playing at this level for the first time, and I thought he had an outstanding year. I thought he was outstanding, and I'm just very encouraged by this team and what they present for our future.
Well, Coach, it's never easy when it comes to a close, but congratulations on 24 wins this year to go along with those 10 defeats.
Thanks so much, Jared. Thanks, Perk.